Well, hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast for medical sales professionals. If you sell to physicians or other healthcare providers, they tend to like to do business with people that do things the same way that they do. One of the things that most healthcare professionals do, in fact, when they're dealing with patients, they all should do this, I hope they do this, is they keep really good records about the patient. Think about this. Most of your customers are seeing hundreds, maybe even thousands of patients. So it would be very difficult for them to remember what they talked about, what that patient told them the last time they saw them, especially if some period of time has elapsed. How about you when you're talking to your healthcare customers? If you're out there doing your job, and I'm going to assume that you are because you want to hit quota, you want to keep your job, and you want to earn a good income, so I'm going to assume you're making lots of sales calls. Let's say that you're making 10 sales calls a day, conservatively. So over the course of a week, you're making 50 sales calls. Over the course of a month, that's 200 sales calls. So let's say that on average, you see one of your customers once a month. So let's say you saw Dr. Jones last week, and 4 weeks from now, you're going to see him again. So 5 weeks has elapsed. In that period of time, you've made 250 sales calls. Are you going to depend on your memory for what you discussed with Dr. Jones 5 weeks ago and 250 sales calls ago? Chances are you will. In my experience, many medical sales professionals do not keep good written records about their sales calls. And this is crazy. This is crazy. You're really limiting your upside potential. Let me give you an example. And this is how I learned about doing this. When I first started medical sales many years ago, one of the sales reps who was showing me the ropes invited me over to his house for a beer. It was about 6 o'clock. We just finished making our calls. We get to his house. He pops two cold ones. And as we sit down in his living room, he opens up a binder and he says, "Mace, if you could just give me a few minutes, I just need to jot down some notes. This will probably take me about 15 minutes. So I said, "Tell me, Mike, what is it that you're doing?" And he says, "What I do, Mace, is after all of my sales calls, I don't do them immediately afterwards, but what I do is every day, every doctor that I've called on, I keep written notes about the call, what we discussed, what the doctor's concerns were, what he wants to improve, so that the next time I talk to him, we're basically able to continue the conversation." And this should make sense to all of you, because you know that with your products, many times the sale is not made in one call. I said, "Mike, I'm amazed that you make time to do that." He said, "Well, you know, I do it at lunch. When I take a lunch break, I take my binder and I record information about my morning calls. And then the first thing I do when I get home and I pop open that beer is I sit down for about 15 or 20 minutes and I record all the information about the calls I made in the afternoon." He says, "This has been invaluable to me when I go back to call on the doctors." So I decided to try that, and I didn't realize the benefit of it right away. But I'll never forget one time when I was calling on a doctor I'll call Dr. Gary, because his first name was Gary. And I said, "Hello, Dr. Gary, how are you? Nice to see you again." I said, "The last time we were here, we discussed a problem you had with a patient. Her name was Mrs. Smith. And you had shared with me that when you're doing an acoustic neuroma, you're very concerned about the starting torque on the drill and how it tends to push the drill head towards the acoustic nerve. I think you also told me that when you were a resident, you saw one of the residents actually wrap up the acoustic nerve." And Dr. Smith said to me, he said, "Mace, how do you remember all that information? That's, you know, most salespeople don't even discuss what they talked about the last time they were here." And I said, "Dr. Smith, in your line of work, detail is very important. It's very important to me also." I cannot tell you how impressed this guy was that I was able to recall what we discussed probably 2 or 3 months earlier, because my call pattern was a little bit different, especially at this time I was calling on neurosurgeons and they were not easy to get in to see. But he was so impressed that he looked for opportunities to work with me, because knowing that I was detail-oriented made him feel comfortable in calling on me for those products that I offered. You see, when you pay attention to detail with your customers, it can offset any potential weaknesses that you may have with your selling skills. And if your selling skills are strong, and I hope they are, I hope you're continuously working to strengthen your selling skills, then when you pay attention to detail, it just makes you a better option for your customers. So many salespeople lose out on these opportunities by not taking the few minutes that's required to jot down what it was you discussed with your customers. But it's not only your customers. What about at your company? A lot of times if you're at a sales meeting and you're networking with your other sales associates, you're probably gathering incredibly valuable information that one day could serve you very well when you find yourself in a specific situation with one of your customers. But if you don't have a means or a way of accessing that information, it leaves you in a hole. I mean, think about it. You have this golden pearl that someone hands you. It's a gift, and you don't record it. So when the time comes when that gift can help you out, it's nowhere in sight. What I'm going to ask you to do is that if you want to be a medical sales professional, emphasis on the word professional, you have to find a means of capturing the information from your customers, from your company, from your fellow sales associates, and even the thoughts that you have in your head. Did you ever sometimes when you're in the shower, you'll have this crazy thought creep in saying, you know, I bet I could sell Dr. So-and-so this if I take this approach, but you don't write it down. And days later, you're actually sitting in front of that doctor and it completely goes out the window. You forget all about it. We live in the 21st century. So at the very basic level, you could use a notebook to record this information. But there are increasingly online options so that you can have access of a whole library of information anytime you need it, including on your PDA or iPhone, your BlackBerry. What I'm going to ask you to do is that if you really want to be perceived as a professional, start keeping call records like a professional. Trust me, if you don't do anything else, this will absolutely catapult the results that you have with your customers once you start calling on them regularly and demonstrating to them that you are a salesperson, a sales professional who pays a lot of attention to detail. I hope you will do this. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. I have been getting a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls about my book, Mastering Medical Sales, The Essential Attitudes, Habits, and Skills of High-Earning Medical Sales Professionals. I'm very happy to announce that I expect the website to be taking orders this coming Friday. It's February 5th, 2010. So go to masteringmedicalsales.com. The buy links should be active. They're not active right now if you check this. But if you go to that website, Mastering Medical Sales, after February 5th, the buy links should be active. Again, I want to thank you for all your interest. I've put my heart and soul into this book over the last 2.5 years. It's filled with information, pearls of experience, not only for me, but for many of the high-earning medical sales professionals I've had the opportunity to work with and talk to over the years. You will get a lot out of this book. And I know this is a little self-serving, but the value is tremendous. The list price of the book is $32.95. And there's no place you can go and learn more about medical sales for $32.95 in the world. I know this because I have looked. So check out the website on the book. If you have any questions, send me an email. If you need volume discounts for your company or you'd like to talk to me about something else, please email me or call me. I'll be happy to discuss with you whatever is on your mind. And let me again leave you with these words, that whatever you do in your medical sales career, remember, the patient always comes first. Have a wonderful week selling. Bye for now.